Welcome to Domain Masters, the longest running podcast where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain values, and monetization strategies. We show you how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business so you can gain favorable search engine rankings. We discuss power tools of the trade with the power players of the industry every week right here on Domain Masters. Please welcome your host.
Okay, thank you so much. This is Mike Mann. I'm your host of Domain Masters Radio here on webmasterradio.fm. And I have with me a very special guest, Chad Folkening, who's an old friend of mine and one of the best domainers in the world and one of my oldest competitors who's always bid me up in the auction and tried his best to make me broke and take all my domain names. Welcome, Chad.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Chad, why don't you give us your bio and tell us about the ventures you've been working on currently, how you got where you are. It's really quite an unbelievable story. I'd recommend everybody look up Chad Folkening on Google also, because it's a very extensive story and he might be too modest as well. So Chad, go slow and loud and tell us your history and what you're doing now, and I'll ask you a few questions, please.
Yeah, well, I guess the bio, I guess, I'm going on 18 years ago, come March, April, I bought my first 10 domains, 1996, mainly, I wanted to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I wanted to own something globally. So I looked at virtual real estate was up and coming, and that was pretty much been what I've been doing for the last full-time since. About 360 days a year for the last 18 years has pretty much been my mentality. Don't want to miss out on those opportunities. So there's pretty much over time, I've just been building companies over those 18 years, like DSL.com, Satellite TV, which we liquidated last year. And currently, I'm the co-founder of Domain Holdings Group. It's a three-year-old technology company that's working on some real-time bidding technology. And also a product called Contrib, which is, you know, crowdsourcing businesses. So my original goal with domains was not to own domains. What's original goal was to build businesses on top of the domains. And that's what our Contrib platform is focused on doing. I think, you know, and also some of the things that we've seen over the years are starting to come back into the marketplace. And that's some of the legal issues that some people, I think, should be concerned about, too, as well. We can talk about later.
Well, do you want to go ahead, or what type of legal things are you seeing?
Well, I think, you know, we spent a lot of time in the early days in 96, 7, 8, and 9 establishing case law, because there were no really case laws in those early days of how to classify a domain. And now that it's a global market, you're starting to see a lot of lawsuits happening and from other people around the country, around the world, that are just trying to take your intellectual property that you've established, and they're just taking it in, and they're just filing lawsuits in WIPO, and you might get lucky. And that's starting to occur a lot more, and those rules and regulations are not following the case law and policy. And we're starting to see that a lot and starting to be a really concerning situation.
So you think domain owners are going to incur a lot of fees on lawyers because of this?
Yeah, we're already doing it again. It's not quite at the levels of 97 and 96 and 98, but it's starting to get there. Mainly because it's a global market now. And so, you know, we're in three lawsuits that are international companies that, you know, they're a two-year-old company and they're trying to take our asset. So we'll see how these cases resolve or play out. But it's one of those ones that have no regard because the risk to reward. It's just easier to sue somebody and spend your $2,500 in WIPO than it is to try and negotiate with them and take the rights. And so, because they have no penalty. So if they lose, they lose. That's it.
There's no downside.
There's no downside, and that's just an alarming situation. That's, you know, if the tomatoes don't kind of wake up and start addressing it, they're going to get run. They're just going to get run over.
Right. Like, you know, I know somebody who's like trying to sue me for no reason whatsoever from a business thing, just some, you know, guy who's committing a crime and a fraud, but he has no downside. He has no money. He has nothing to lose. So he can just make up a ridiculous fraud out of the blue. So it's the same sort of thing. People can sue somebody over a domain name for no rational reason and cause them all kinds of grief and expense and potentially, you know, steal something.
Yeah, you know, in terms of like the substance filter through to where, you know, is parking considered wrong? And so when people say parking, they forget to realize that we're also studying user behavior, traffic patterns, keyword buys, you know, a number of different information patterns we're looking for in parking. And that is a good stepping stone to development. And so some people are classifying that as being wrong. And other people have classified it as it's okay. So, you know, we're just trying to say that there needs to be really a lot of standards that need to be enforced and policies that need to be put in place. And there needs to be more risk to these people that are trying to take our intellectual property. That, hey, I work hard for my money. You know, I work 360 days a year in domains. And for somebody to come here and be able to take some of these assets is ridiculous now in 2014.
Sure. Let me just back up a tiny bit just to make sure the listeners have some more perspective about, you know, where you're coming from. You gave a bio, but just to be clear, you know, Chad is one of the top domain dealers in the world buying and selling premium.com domain names, and he does very similar to what I've done historically, although we have different iterations of different businesses over the years, but you know, we're competitors, but at the same time, we cooperate, coopetition. It's really the name of the game in the domain industry. Almost everybody in the domain industry buys, sells, trades, lists with each other, does technologies with each other. Most of them go to conferences with each other and drink with each other and carry on for decades with one another. So Chad is one of the best in the world, and he's been doing this for decades, and I've known him for a long time as well. And currently, he's a co-founder of Domain Holdings, or domainholdings.com is their website. And, you know, they're one of the top domain brokerages in the world that sell a lot of the best domains. Now, Chad has a new corporation. Let me make sure I get it right. Contrib? Yeah, contrib.com, right?
Yeah, contrib.com, that's correct.
And contrib.com is, instead of taking the domains as raw domains and selling them, mostly what I do, they're building corporations and assets out of them, which of course I've done as well. For example, phone.com is one of my corporations, which is awesome, has intellectual property, et cetera, staff that takes one of the world's best domains and builds substantial assets on top of it. And then, of course, I have another asset, SEO.com, consultancy with about 50 employees. Same idea. You take one of the best domains possible, contextual, shows up on top of Google searches, and build a corporation around that narrative. So it's very similar what I do and what Chad does, just different ways. And Chad's usually a little better than me, but that keeps me fighting hard every day while he's sipping, you know, coffee at the cafe. I'm still working, unfortunately.
It's all good.
So in any case, so we're here where we are today, and now there's this new thing called GTLDs. First of all, what's the G stand for? It's not Google. Global. Okay, global TLDs, although the other TLDs, .com, .org, .net, all the country codes, the other new ones that were launched, .info, .museum, .whatever else, they're global also. They all route through the global domain name system, which converts internet protocol numbers, IP numbers, which are hard to remember and clumsy to type, for example, into easy to remember names like phone.com. Phone.com, if you type it in, it's going to translate that name into a numerical address and route it through a bunch of computers. All of the domains, all the top-level domains, are contained within the same root DNS system, and if they want to be part of the group and part of the family, they already route globally. But the idea here is these GTLDs that ICANN is authorizing, the authorizing agency, for whatever that's worth, is allowing hundreds, if not thousands, of new extensions. I don't know, how many new extensions, Chad?
I think they have there's going to at least be a couple, 300 or 400 this year, but they're up to over 1,000.
So let's just say
eventual amount.
There could be 1,000 new top-level domains. Each one costs at least a few $100,000 to get off the ground and pay off ICANN for, which was supposed to be a nonprofit organization, laughably. And but on top of that, the best ones have an auctioning process where .web or something of that nature could be bid up to millions of dollars by people like Google or Microsoft or whomever, Yahoo, Apple, anybody, and including a bunch of people from our industry, you know, friends and competitors of myself and Chad's are bidding up against people like Google, which of course is a huge mistake to attempt to compete with Google unless you have billions of dollars. So the point is all these new TLDs are going to launch, and one has to wonder what the result will be after they launch. Will all that investment capital be recouped? So, Chad, if you'll just do me a favor and just tell me from soup to nuts what's going on here. How is anybody going to make a profit? How they're going to make a profit? Who's going to make a profit? How am I going to make a profit? And who's going to lose a bunch of money? Something like that.
Well, yeah, I have to clarify. Just to give you a little information, in 1998, the White House, I went to the White House to see Ira Magaziner, which is Clinton's czar at the time. So they talked about issuing new TLDs back in 1998, because remember, this is when Network Solutions had a monopoly on .com, .net, .org. So part of that loosening up back in 1998 was to say, let's issue new TLDs, let's consider it. So I did go to the White House in 98 to talk about this, you know what, 14 years ago. So
Domain Masters, 14 years later,
we're here. And they're live, they're rolling them out. There's going to be some people that will execute on their strategy, because you still have to build a successful business no matter what the TLD is. And those players will probably do pretty good, we think. I like it because it's creating deal flow. So normally people that have .premium.coms would not be loosening their inventory up if they didn't understand that. Be scared of what's going to happen in the future. And one, there's a lot of deal flow occurring, and that's good for the industry if you're a player. The second thing is, you're going to have some good ones or some bad ones. I don't want to lead a new market anymore. I think I was a leader in 96, 78 with the dot-coms. So I'd much rather wait and follow which ones are, and then participate when you have become established.
That sounds like a better idea. Tim, let me take a break, and can you tell me more about it in a couple minutes?
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
And a bit.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention, like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive .com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike, for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Why do over 15,000 small businesses love working with Infusionsoft? Because we believe in people and their dreams. We empower entrepreneurs, and our groundbreaking tools help small businesses grow and thrive. We listen. We care. We serve our customers, and we do what we say we'll do. We're always trying to find new ways to innovate and to improve our all-in-one sales and marketing platform. Most of all, from email to e-commerce, we help small businesses like yours succeed. Go to infusionsoft.com/radio to watch a free product demo. That's infusionsoft.com/radio.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let
PetMoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
Affiliate marketing today, since 2004, the best source for affiliate marketing news, views, and education. Your source for getting the most out of your affiliate marketing strategies. Affiliate marketing today, on demand anytime, inside the affiliate marketing channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay. Thank you all so much. This is Mike Mann. I'm back with Chad Folkening, my buddy who's one of the leaders in the domain name space and on the internet for a long time. He's telling us about global TLDs, GTLDs. So, Chad, explain some more about how this works and how we're going to profit on it.
So example is doctors, for example, today I bid on, I bought doctorsclub.com for $180 investment. And so there's going to be a dot club coming out, and these guys are pretty savvy business people. I think it's going to be one of the successful TLDs. And so whoever owns doctors.club and is going to be using that, if they ever use it in the marketplace, they're going to give me traffic. And so free traffic. So I prefer somebody actually to do that personally. I am a strategist. I like to go to market and be protected before I go to market. So that will be one. We'll work on negotiations with the dot club owners to buy doctors.club with them. But if their price is too high or it's not just feasible, then we'll just let the market participate and see what it shakes out. So in those situations, we're going to be a participant. But we're also going to be sitting on the sidelines as well.
Sure. Let me ask you about a couple other things. We're going to keep following up on this global TLD thing each week with all the guests, and I'm going to have you back to watch the evolution of it as well. I ask everybody about this, and I know it's not your specialty, but I just like to get everybody's opinion because we're going to watch what really happens here. Tell me what you think about Bitcoin and whether we should do anything with that as far as investing in it, offering it as a merchant, something like that.
I know a lot of things about, not a lot of things, I just know people like own Bitcoin.com and some other people that invest heavily into it, and some of our computer engineers. You know, it has a following, and so anytime you have any kind of thing that has a community that has a passion for the following, it has the potential to be huge. And whether that's Apple, whether that's whatever the brand is, an art community. And so what you have in Bitcoin is you have a really savvy tech-based following. And most of those people are engineers or developers or whatever else. And so that alone in itself has a potential to be huge. I think some of the other parlays in the industry, people are really using it as a PR versus an actual function into the corporate business model. So it's one of those ones. Is it at the peak or is it the low? Is it at the medium? Me personally, it's still a little sketchy to where I don't like to play because I look at other opportunities in the marketplace to move my money into. And so for me, I'm not a participant, but I'm a follower again. But I still think it has some potential to really go up significantly in value.
Right. Well, like if somebody wanted to buy a domain from you for $100,000 using a Bitcoin, would you let them do that?
I would hedge. I would hedge, and so I would try and structure that to where you call them puts and stuff. So I would say, hey, if it's not worth X amount in 60 days, then X happens, or because right. That's the thing with that currency is you don't know where it's going to be. And so it can be up or down. And so for me, I would really have to look at and analyze that situation. If it's a URL that I don't necessarily care about, I'm not going to get to, you know, I would probably talk to four or five other people that are in this thing every day and try and get their consultation on it.
Right.
Because I have two different sides that are saying it's going up. I have two different sides that are saying it's going down. So for me, right. I would really talk to the experts at that point in time if it's a $100,000 transaction.
Right. So, now you listeners can like get the idea of why Chad makes the big bucks, because he thinks it all through in detail and he doesn't risk any money unless he knows what he's doing. Unlike myself, who's a little more aggressive and risky and eats crap more frequently. So you said something about SatelliteTV.com. What's the deal with that?
No, we sold it to a company out in your neck of the woods in Provo, Utah. So, you know, our clients are Domain Holdings is one company we have. We have eight brokers full time that just broker premium domains. So, and then we had the app. Somebody approached me, and the offer was right. We negotiated it through, and I was ready to move on into a new market versus being in that industry for, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years. So it was a smooth transaction, you know. You got the price you wanted. They got an asset and that they took over. And, you know, we like to deal with those companies that are $1 to $20 million companies that want to be $100 million companies.
Sure. How much did you sell for?
I understand. I can't give you the exact number, but it was 7 digits.
Sweet.
So,
when you say my neck of the woods, the reason he's saying that is because I own SEO.com, which is in Salt Lake City, Utah. My neck of the woods is actually right down the street from Chad. I'm on Boca Raton Beach, and he's on Boynton Beach right up the street. So I have a bunch more questions for you and only a little more time. We're going to go to a break, and then I'm going to shove a few more questions in, if you don't mind.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Domain Masters will be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 12th Annual Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 31st, 2014. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry today into the Web Marketing Association's 12th Annual IAC Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and then save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
My name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge at the Superior Court in California. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, that usage in this country has gone up by about 4,000%? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org.
Web TalkRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
We're back with more Domain Masters, where we teach you to be the master of your domain. Master of your domain. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, thank you all so much. This is Mike Mann back. This is our sixth episode with me as your host of Domain Masters Radio. And I'm here with Chad Fulkening, a domain expert, a web expert, a finance expert, business expert. And Chad knows a lot about charity and spends a lot of time and energy participating with charities here in Florida. But also, he's a native of Indianapolis, and he's done some charity stuff there. And a lot of other cool projects that are not all internet projects. They're not all domain projects. So, Chad, if you want, why don't you tell me about some of your other things that you've been working on, some with me and some with others?
Yeah, I'll start with my house, my state, my Kessler state. I did a thing called Venture Camp, and it was a live-work incubator that had 20 people living in the house for 2 months building companies. That was interesting. We actually have ABC Nightline coming out tomorrow to do a story on the house. Interesting enough.
Well, Chad, if you slow down, first of all, people should look up online. The picture of your house is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen, and I've lived in some pretty amazing houses myself. And just if you can tell the listeners about it and maybe how they can find it online, and then tell your story.
Well, I had to take a lot of the pictures down, mainly because the city was giving me some crap. But Venture Camp, I think, might have some pictures or some video there, because we're doing a docu-series around entrepreneurship and the live-work components of entrepreneurship. So, Huffington Post, if you go to Huffington Post and type in pimp house, something, I don't know. It was formerly a pimp house that I bought 8 years ago, so they still called it a pimp house. So just Kessler Mansion is the name of the location, if you guys want to Google it, it's in there. So it's interesting because Huffington Post picked up a story on it, and then somebody from ABC Nightline saw it and is flying out from New York to do another story on it. So it's interesting because I'm really doing that because I have, 2% of my equity in my companies go to charities. And so I am on the board with Mike on his project with grassroots.org. And so, we're trying to expand a lot of these, .orgs are supposed to be for organizations. So we have our own agendas with these .orgs as well to create charities around these URLs, mainly like training.org and the homework.org. So, and that's why I want to use my house as a platform to get recognition for, people to give back into these programs that they're involved with.
Tell me a little more what you're going to launch from contrib.com. What type of project, please?
Yeah, we're excited. I've been working on this for a number of years. This is our third time out with this product. So we sold the first two technology pieces, and are working it again because, remember, I'm trying to turn these domains into businesses and then run them. So it's a customized software, but it's also a unique business model. And so we're trying to, our tagline is visitors and new contributors. And so the unique inherent value of a domain is they have a type-in visitor that you have the ability to engage them and match them with other like-minded people. So and that's where you start to build your business from, is your loyal people that are typing that URL in. So Contrib is really a business model and a technology to really leverage the true value of your domain asset. So we're excited. We're working hard at it, and our current demos are working great, and we're continuing working daily on that.
Sure. Well, thanks so much. So, again, Chad Fulkening is the co-founder of DomainHoldings.com, Domain Holdings, and with John Ferber, who's his co-founder, who's an awesome guy, who was the founder of Advertising.com as well, and they built a great company at Domain Holdings. Chad's also founder of Contrib.com, which is doing cool projects. I'm Mike Mann. You can find me online at MikeMann.com. I'm the founder of the charity Grassroots.org, which is an umbrella for 10,000 other charities, providing them free services. Chad's on our board of directors and helps me out at grassroots.org. I wrote a book called Make Millions and Make Change, which you can find at makemillions.com. I'm starting a political party to compete with the Democrats and the Republicans. BetterGovernmentParty.com is the website. And you can find everything linked at MikeMann.com. I look forward to seeing you all, hearing from you all next week. And thank you again for listening to this version of Domain Masters Radio. Thanks again, Chad.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.